saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I've been noticing in the energetic field of the collective and with the energy fields of the clients that I work with daily, that we're all living through and experiencing a period of ongoing turbulence. And underneath all of it, there's this hum of a world that's accelerating in ways that nobody fully understands yet. Your energy fields are picking up on all of this like a little antenna, 24/7, consciously or unconsciously, every single day and night. And this antenna is picking up this almost unsettling hum. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show this week, we're going to dive deeply into the auric field, into your auric field. And what I'd like to do is invite you to do some cleansing there. So specifically, I have a technique that I use on myself and also that I teach to clients that I call the light sieve method. It's very practical, it's very easy, it's powerful. You can do it yourself wherever you are and as often as you need to. Your auric field is your sensory energy field. And so it encompasses a whole range of different senses. Your ordinary senses, like sight and hearing and touching and tasting and smelling. And then also your extended senses. The extended senses would be things like your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, your clairsentience, your claircognizance, your ability to use empathy, intuition, telepathy, mediumship, and so on. And so you have a sensory system that enables you to tap into and be able to navigate this third dimension. So that would be the sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell, etc. And then anything that's not in this dimension, like your clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, anything that's an extended sense, well, all of this is deeply, deeply connected with your auric field. And so I would say that the auric field is comprised of a mechanism that allows you to tap into at least 12 distinctive layers. So think in terms of the auric field. I don't know if you've ever seen an image of the auric field, but The auric field is actually made of many, many different layers, distinctive ones. There's about 12 that I know of, and each layer has a separate function. So although each layer vibrates differently, they are related to one another. And that's because these layers are nested. They all begin at more or less the same point. So for example, the first layer may begin inside that chest plate area near where the heart is, and the layer itself might only reach to where your skin is, and then the second layer might again start where your heart is, but this time it reaches just a little bit beyond the upper surface of your skin, and then the third one again it starts at the heart, and it itself is able to extend maybe 10 centimeters above the surface of your skin, and on and on and on until the layer that begins at the heart stretches way, way beyond what we could even imagine is the distance that we're connected to. Each of these different layers works in isolation, but they also work in cooperation with each other. So if there's a disturbance in one of the layers, it's going to affect that layer, of course it will, but it also has a ripple effect, and it ultimately affects all of the others. Which is why when you're in a vast energetic soup of splashing tidal waves of uncertain energies, as we are at this time, you're going to feel very jostled and effective if your energy field, if your auric field, and all of those phenomenal senses that you have in it are all a little bit overwhelmed. All right, you're going to feel so jostled, it's going to really undermine you in some way. And you'll get a feeling that somewhere something is wrong inside of you, even if you're not quite sure what it is. Where it is inside of you will be linked to one or more of those layers, okay? And what it is? Well, it's a form of congestion. It's where your energy field is feeling the pressure of all of the disarray in the energy fields around it. And it's not having enough time in order to process and reset itself. So today then, I wanted to take you through a really thorough clearing of this energy field. I'm not going to take you through it on the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you how to sieve and to clear each of the 12 layers in turn. Because with everything that's putting us all into a sensory overload right now, I think it is more than worthwhile learning about this and putting it into action. And the exercise settles the individual layers of your auric field. And it also brings it back into a much calmer, unified whole. When your auric field is in a good state of being, the light within each layer is clear and it's really radiant with its own luminescent quality. There's a quality of brightness and it's really fluid, and the way energy moves around in it is effortless. And each layer in a healthy auric field feels smooth and responsive when you touch it. The layers are resilient and they have the capability to return themselves to their natural balance and harmony no matter what might impact them. A healthy energy field like this, it recovers effortlessly. It self-manages and it doesn't become affected longer term, and it certainly does not accumulate stagnant energies which have a habit of getting trapped in an unhealthy one. Your auric field is exquisitely designed, and it's designed to recover itself, to self-manage itself. It's designed to process what it receives and then let it go. And the problem is that when the input is so constant, when the world is generating distress signals on an ongoing basis at the rate it currently is, then the auric field doesn't always get the clearing time it needs and the ability to therefore reset itself. And so because it feels overwhelmed by these distress signals, it begins to not be able to process them. Things begin to accumulate within the auric field itself. So You might say to me, well, what does accumulation feel like? Well, it's a tiredness. It's a kind of a sleepiness, but it's a sleepiness that doesn't replenish when you've rested. Nothing is ever enough to reset you, right? If you come home from a long day's work, for example, and you feel like you haven't had enough playtime yet, that can be a symptom of an auric field that has been full up with too many distress signals and hasn't had enough time to clear itself down. So it's a kind of heaviness, I think. It's a heaviness, a functioning that you can't quite account for. Maybe you can't quite put your finger on it. The feeling of being slightly less than yourself. It certainly does affect your mood and your feeling about joyfulness and play and being sociable. You can feel a bit foggy, a bit flat. Something is wrong, but you don't know what it is. I think that's what somebody many years ago when I was on my health kinesiology course, that's what they said to me. They said, you can sum up an overwhelmed auric field in one sentence. Something is wrong and you don't know what it is. You can't put your finger on it, but you do know that something needs to be reset. So then, if you're finding that you have difficulty in recovering, and maybe even difficulty recovering from a difficult experience or a difficult conversation or something that you might have seen on YouTube, you know, or other forms of social media. Maybe it's something you witnessed. Maybe you've been spending too much time doom scrolling. I don't know. It's not only about media. You can find that you can go down to a supermarket or be in an open social space and you can come away feeling like you have somehow absorbed everything that was in that environment. What can tend to happen is that we start to modify our social battery with this. The auric field says, no, I've got too much stimulus, I've got too much of an overload. What I need to do is I need to stay away from people and places. I need not to have any pressure put on me. I need to switch off the TV and not watch any social media, not open the post, don't worry about money, just try and eat simply. All of those things. Well, that is you detaching. It's you almost removing yourself, retracting, if I can use that word, from what your auric field is saying is just too much, that you, like a sponge, you're just absorbing too much. So it's certainly a very oppressive sort of congested feeling that makes you feel quite closed down. And the closing down is a defense mechanism. It's just that, you know, if I'm a sponge and I'm in a space where I'm sponging everything up, then it makes it easier to go into a space where I'm no longer sponging anything up until I can really release what I'm already carrying. So your auric field then is receiving, it's absorbing, but it's holding onto things. And these are the things that it would normally be releasing. And your auric field then sits and it kind of waits for the release to happen, but it's not happening. It's not clearing and releasing. And then what happens is the auric field and its layers, they become a bit bloated with stagnant energies. But with a bit of know-how, you can really clear it. And that's what I'll get to in this show in a minute. So what are the things that I find you might need to clear? Well, in my sessions, it is stagnation that is always first on my list. Where energy has pooled and thickened and becomes a bit more sticky and treacly, it has simply stopped moving. So first of all, I remove that. And then I look at the light in the auric field. Now that I can see the light in the auric field, what is that light like? Is it a light luminescence? Does it have that natural radiance that the auric field should have? Or does it have a dullness? Are the colours there? But for example, the many colours, do they look as if they've got a sort of a slightly grey, mustardy kind of dirty tone to them. When you find that the luminescence has been dimmed and dulled like that, it's because it's been dimmed under the weight of whatever it is that it's burdened by. And so we need to remove that burden. And often the auric field, if it gets out of flow, because the energy in your auric field is supposed to be constantly in flow, if it gets out of flow, it's congested and heavy, right? And there are other things. Perhaps the auric field is beginning now, as it's been in this state for such a long while. Perhaps it's showing signs of extraordinary wear and tear. You know, maybe it started to be peppered with little holes and vital energy has begun to leak out of it. I mean, your energy fields are designed to self-maintain, and the energy that builds up in your auric field ought to be removed through the chakras in the soles of your feet. So the chakras will bring in fresh energy and circulate it around the auric field. But if they can't circulate and they can't remove any of that stagnant energy, then what happens is the dynamic exchange fails. Normally what would happen is the planet would accept the stagnating energies from the chakras in the soles of your feet. It's like that's a drain pool area in the aura. And in exchange, the planet then gifts a massive influx of new, pure, vital energies. And they travel through the different chakras and they're distributed in the auric field. But if your aura has started to get a build-up that is too much for it, this exchange is not going to be enough in order to clear it down. What's wonderful about the auric field is that it really responds so beautifully to any kind of loving, clearing work, or at least that's what my experience is. It's actually some, I think, of the simplest of corrections and adjustments that I ever do when I'm working in the auric field, because it is so willing to go along with what you're asking of it. The auric field is such a lovely energy field to work with. The aura knows what its optimum state is, and so it has a natural inclination, I think, to want to move towards that natural state very freely. It's not like it will resist you if you're trying to help it. So give it the right conditions and it will adjust, it will move back with remarkable speed. So let me share my exercise that uses light sieves to clean and repair the auric field. This is something that I would do in one of my sessions, so it's nice to be able to share it with you. So what do we know about a sieve? A sieve separates what you want to keep from what needs to be removed. It separates the two that are all jiggled and mixed in together. So with a sieve, you pass a liquid through a fine mesh and the clean fluid comes through freely and is able to travel. And everything that doesn't belong in that clean fluid, well, it's caught in the sieve's mesh and it's held in it. And that way you can sort of tip out whatever is held in the sieve and you've separated out the liquid that you do want from the debris that you don't want. And that's exactly the principle of what a light sieve does in your energy field, specifically in the auric field. What we want to do is use massive sieves like this to be able to sift through your auric layer and capture and move those blockages out of the auric layer, leaving that beautiful fluid light luminescence as a liquid behind, right? And as you sieve each of the layers, it's like stroking the lights in your auric field and it wakes it up and revitalizes it, and it's able to begin to self-manage itself, self-repair itself, and quite frankly, just get back to normal. So a light sieve is actually what it sounds like. You know, you create a light sieve, you create a sieve, you make it out of light. You can do this in your imagination, of course, using the power of your own visualization. And you move each sieve through the layers of your auric field individually and allow the sieve to gather what doesn't belong in that layer so that it can be restored to its best state once the sieve has moved all of the debris out of the space. And the sieves are made of very, very high vibrational light. When I use these sieves, I always picture a sieve that is made of the most high vibrational light I can imagine. It can be any colour you like. It can have any designs on it that you like. Include light languages or different sorts of sigils and codes if you'd want to. And you can have an unlimited supply of these sieves. They kind of also, because they are of such a high vibrational light energy, you will find that these sieves have a kind of inner consciousness. So they have a knowing, they know what they're looking for, and they know what to do when they find it. And they also know how to leave a pathway towards healing for the layer that they are in. So I'm going to walk you through the full method in just a moment, and by the end of this show you will have a clearing practice for your auric field. You can use it straight away today, you can use it every day if you want to, and you can use it for the entirety of the rest of your life.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to the Future Self Energetics show on UK Health Radio with me, Amanda Nelson, and we're talking about the auric field, that 12-layered sensory energy system, and about what tends to happen to it when life is delivering challenges at the pace and intensity that it currently is. I called these energies that are seem to be getting caught up in the auric field something like a distress signal that's coming at you from the world. The light sieve method works really simply, but don't underestimate it. Imagine that you're standing up straight and you have at your side an unlimited supply of very large circular shaped hoops. And these hoops each contain a mesh, and altogether that makes the sieve. And the sieve is made out of very, very high vibrational light, and the sieve has a consciousness. You can say to the sieve, please can you do this for me? Please can you repair the holes in my auric field? Please can you take away the pipes or the cords in my auric field? Please can you repair the collapse in my auric field? Please can you remove the stagnation or uncertainty or low self-worth or shattered mirroring in my auric field? Or you can just say, please go into the first layer of my auric field and clear it and repair it for me. Please go into my second layer of my auric field and clear it and repair it for me. Working with conscious light energy means that the conscious energy knows from your heart what it is that you're hoping to achieve, and it will do its very best for you. You don't actually have to express it explicitly for that level of consciousness to really feel and empathize and understand what it is that you are seeking. So the method works really simply, okay? And it knows what you need for your best good. And you would begin by imagining that very broad-mouthed sieve made entirely of light, located above the top of your head, probably about a half a meter above you. It's located above the crown, and it's really bright, and it's clear, and it's finely meshed, and it's large enough to fully encompass your entire body with room to spare, on all sides if it were to be brought down over you. And don't forget, it's intelligent. It knows exactly what it's looking for and what it's going to do, and it will only ever work for your benefit. And so you place the sieve above your head, and then very gently you allow it to float down. You allow it to begin its descent. And so it comes down slowly, passing the crown of the head. It sweeps down your body to clear the entirety of the first layer of your auric field. So it goes from the crown, past the jaw, past the shoulders, past your waist and your hips, past your knees and your ankles, past the soles of your feet, down, 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 just below the crust of the planet itself. And what will happen is that as the sieve moves down this or any of the layers, any congestion, any stagnation, any bric-a-brac or bits that have settled here or are caught here or are stopping the particular layer from functioning optimally, they will be removed. They're caught in the sieve and they're taken down, down, down and released into the planet. And what you have left behind in your auric field, in that auric layer, is fresh and clear and new and vibrant. So the sieve travels down past the soles of your feet and into the planet under the crust. And that is where you're going to leave that sieve. And the contents of whatever is in, whatever it was caught up in that sieve, is going to stay under the crust of the planet. And when you're ready, you create or you take a brand new fresh sieve. That is so important. You have an unlimited supply of these, all right? So take a fresh new sieve, return to the location above the crown of your head, and this time you ask yourself, do I need to clear the first layer again? And if in your heart you feel like you don't, then you say, okay then, so now let's clear the second layer. You can't get this wrong. So the second layer of your auric field, that's your emotional body. All of the different layers are associated with different things. And this is the layer, for example, that screens and processes your feelings, the ones that rise from within you, the ones that pick you up from and also the ones that you connect with when you're connecting with people, the ones that you're absorbing, right? That sponge effect from the environment around you. So the point I'm making is that right now, I think your second auric field undoubtedly, second auric layer in the auric field undoubtedly needs to be cleansed. With the collective field carrying what it's carrying, the distress signals that are coming in every shape and form, I think my observation is this particular layer is working extraordinarily hard. So as your second sieve descends, it moves through all of that cloudiness, all of that pooled emotional residue, anything that has been absorbed and not yet released. It's going to catch it all. And then it will travel down and down through the soul, past the soles of your feet and into the earth, and you leave it there. I think what's really interesting about this is that you will find that as you bring these sieves down, some of them float down really, really easily, and others seem to get a bit stuck. Now, if you find that your sieve goes down a certain way and then seems to get stuck, visualize it just raising up just a tiny wee bit just to make it on the move, and then allow it to descend again. And it will push past whatever that blockage is. And when you've done the second check with the sieves, do you need to do the second again? I think at the moment I'd probably do the first layer once. I'd definitely do the second layer at least twice, even if you feel that you might not need to. It's just part of what's going on with these distress energies that are bouncing around the planet. Now, your third sieve, That's the layer where all of your beliefs live, you know, your thought patterns and your ideas about yourself and about reality. So if there's been any kind of looping there for you, if you can't seem to break free of negative thoughts, let's say, or fear cycles, you know, that's a sort of an energetic spin where you keep returning to the same kind of worry. It might be that that particular layer is important for you. So it's the same kind of unresolved situation. The sieve moves through it, gathers all the debris from it, and what it then leaves behind is a layer that is much finer and clearer and more radiant and more responsive. You don't need to know what each of the different layers of the auric field represents in order for you to benefit from this. And that's the beauty of this particular exercise. My feeling is, in some ways, you're better off not knowing. Why don't you just sieve layer one, then layer two, then layer three, and continue with all of it, a fresh sieve for each layer in turn. Your fourth, fifth, sixth, all the way through to your 12th layer. And that's the outermost boundary of our known auric field. It's the layer that holds the threshold between you as your individual self having an experience in this third dimension and the divinity that you are, where there is no separation and everything is one. So you will need a minimum of 12 sieves. You have 12 layers and each one is left in the earth with whatever it has managed to gather. Once you've completed a full pass through all 12 layers, you can go back and start again, but you may find this a very tiring exercise at first. Because sweeping through the auric fields and dealing with all of that stagnation, the auric field might want just that little bit of time to recover itself. Now, whatever the second round of sieves finds may well be very different from what the first round found. I mean, it goes without saying, doesn't it, that whatever the first round of sieving moved out of your energy field is no longer there. And so I wonder what will happen when you then go back for a second time in order to use those light sieves to clear your auric field. So the first pass, for example, might take just what's on the surface. The second might go deeper, and the third time you do this exercise, it may go deeper still. But what might happen is that after you have cleared your auric field down a number of times, then what you're finding is that by sieving, you're cleaning a space which is already clear. And that means that you will start to buff and shine and glitter up the auric field that you have. So it's a good practice, even if you feel you don't yet need it. I think that you're going to find many, many things, but ultimately you will want to keep going with this because your energy field, your auric field, feels significantly lighter and brighter. And that's your auric field responding. It's your auric field returning to itself. So there's no fixed number of passes. There's no fixed number of times. I tend, if I am working, to do an auric cleanse at the end of every single day. But that may not be what you need to do. You might say, well, what I will do is just after the full moon every month, I'll do an auric sieving, just so that I remember to do that little bit of maintenance. Perhaps you might say, no, I'm only going to do it if I've been on a weekend workshop and I feel that there is a chance that because I was sharing such a sacred space with people, that there may have been things there that perhaps I witnessed or I picked up on and I feel that I don't want to bring them home with me. I think that also, I would say that clearing and repairing your auric field is going to take as long as it takes. All you have to do is pay attention to your aura and in the same way as you might clean your teeth or make sure that you're eating properly or that you take a shower, just make sure that your auric layers themselves are also clear.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and we've been talking about the LightSieve method that I use. It's a method that I came up with, and walking you through how to use it to clear each of the 12 layers of your auric field. I want to talk a little bit, just before I go today, about what happens when you choose to do this this clearing method on a regular basis. Because the clearing itself is wonderful, but what it opens up for this particular sensory energy field can be quite extraordinary. Now, your auric field doesn't only process what's coming in from the world around you, it also interfaces directly with lots of other significant energy fields that you have. So your auric field might interface with your electromagnetic field, your chakra system, your incarnation apparatus, how the energy fields spin, how your shields function, and also with your manifestation field. The auric field interfaces directly with the manifestation field, and that's the energetic mechanism, the structure that holds everything that is aligned with your incarnation, the resources, the people that you're supposed to meet, those right time, right place coincidences, all kind of learning, full resourcing. It's all in your manifestation field, and you're able to unlock those things in your manifestation field using a principle that I and many people describe as like attracts like. Now, your manifestation field will always try and bring you the closest match to what you are emitting. So if your auric field is congested and depleted and carrying layers of accumulated debris, whether it's yours or not, then that is the vibration that you're going to be broadcasting into your manifestation field. And your manifestation field will faithfully bring you more of whatever matches that. More situations that deplete you, more circumstances that add to the weight of the auric field rather than lift it up. So this isn't about bringing you anything that you need to learn from. It's not about bringing you anything that that helps you to work with your shadows. It's none of that at all. It's just you have a dysfunctioning auric field that's telling your manifestation field things that you don't want it to be telling it, right? It's messaging your manifestation field and saying, I am congested, and therefore your manifestation field says, I will bring you more congestion, right? I am depleted, okay, I will bring you more things that create depletion. I am isolated and overwhelmed, okay, I'll bring you more instances that keep you isolated and overwhelmed. And in the same way, if you have a clear auric field that's signaling radiance, luminescence, and balance, clarity, if it's radiating those, then the manifestation field will say, yes, I will bring you more things so that you can be even more radiant. I will bring you more things so that you have more clarity. It's very interesting how it works. So when you clear your auric field regularly and you restore it to that beautiful luminescent fluid state, the vibration you are emitting significantly changes. So you are broadcasting something that's closer to your thriving self, and your manifestation field duly responds to that. It brings you the closest match to that thriving quality instead, that flourishing quality instead. The people, the opportunities, the timing, the ideas, all of it. It all begins to shift because your emanation has shifted. Now, I've been watching this very closely in my own life this year. I've structured 2026 as a year of open systems, and my original wall calendar that I had at the turn of the year, that was divided into different kinds of odd and even weeks. And the odd weeks were all about client work and therapy and admin, all that active output of running a busy therapy practice that I have. And then the even numbered weeks throughout the years, they were left completely open. So I didn't have any agenda or target, just a space for pure potentiality. Whatever wanted to arrive from the universal energy field could show up if it wanted to show up that particular week. And what I've found consistently is that the quality of what arrives in those open weeks can be directly connected to the clarity of my own auric field and the energies going into them. I had something happen in the family recently, which I won't go into, but it almost felt like I crashed my auric field because of how it felt and how stuck and how difficult it was for me to motivate and move myself into a position where I felt I was okay with what was happening around me. I have a very strong and flourishing auric field, and yet that experience kind of crashed it. And so it was using this particular exercise gently each morning and night, morning in bed when I woke up, at night time at the end of the day when I was ready to try and get some restful sleep, that helped my auric field repair itself so that I'm back to normal today. Whenever I've let this clearing slip, and I rarely let it slip, but if I were to, those weeks always feel flatter for me. There seems to be less magic in those weeks. Wonderful, beautiful things tend not to happen as easily. And yet when I'm clearing my auric field, the most amazing stuff happens. Most beautiful synchronicities and gifts from the universe come to me. And so I don't want it to be harder for me to receive all of the things that are destined to come to me, that make me feel in my senses the abundance from my manifestation field. So remember, the auric field is sensory. It's all about the senses you need to negotiate and navigate a third dimensional experience, and all of the extended senses, which are also linked to the auric field. Those are all for the dimensions, time, states, realities that are not of the third dimension. Your auric field is designed to be sensory and for you to be able to tap into that feeling. So the light sieve method, I believe, is one of the things that keeps my energy field clear enough in order for me to be able to work and help other people, and also so that I can remain fit, healthy and well. And I believe that the light sieve method is also going to do the same for you in whatever your version of that need looks like. I also want to say something about the world, because I opened this show there and I want to return to it. I think the scale of what the collective field right now is experiencing is significant, and your energy field is picking it up. Every headline that you read, every difficult conversation you might overhear or be a part of, every time you sit with the weight of what is happening somewhere in the world on your shoulders, your auric field is receiving all of it, sucking it in like a sponge. Now, you don't have to close yourself off from this. Feeling it is not the problem. The problem, I believe, is when it starts to accumulate, isn't being processed, and then it sits there and is never cleared away. A person that clears their auric field regularly can feel everything and still return to themselves and to their flow. And they don't carry the world's distress in their layers indefinitely. They will feel the distress, however they allow it to flow through. So they witness it without becoming it. This really matters because a clear, grounded energy field that's operating from its own genuine center contributes something real back not only into your energy field, but also into the collective energy ocean. You can't do that if you're running with an energy field that's congested and depleted. It's only a clear energy field that is able to do this, and it's very useful not only to you, but also to the collective that's waiting for that energy. So consider your light sieve practice both as a personal practice and a purposeful practice. You're doing it for yourself and you're doing it for everyone around you. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.